Jnanatimarandasya. Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshuan Militam Jinha. Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve. Kodavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatyale Shatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Srinivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna.
Krishna, welcome. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I welcome you all to the third of our presentations, The Trees Want to Tell Their Stories. I promised you that this last place that we would visit would be a little surprise, because I wanted to get you to come back for this third session, and not to get distracted by something or another that might take your attention away. So here we are, and our third tree, and our third place that we're visiting is a very old pilu tree that grows in the courtyard of the Radha Kanta temple atop a small hill in the wonderfully friendly village of Javat. Now, Javat is around about 2.5 kilometers from Nandagram, And this was where Radha lived for some time. And she would go up on the roof, and from the roof of Javat, she would look towards Nandagram. And Krishna, thinking of Radha, would go up onto the roof of the Nanda Bhavan where he was living and look across the fields towards Javat. Javat is a place of separation, but it's also a place of nourishment, because separation nourishes and deepens the emotions that are felt of love when meeting. There are two ways to get to Nandagram from Javat. One way is that you walk to the main road and then you go straight to Nandagram and you're there. The other way is you cross diagonally through the fields and you arrive also at Nandagram. And during the morning, when Radha would go to Nandagram to cook for Krishna, she liked to take the diagonal path through the groves and forests, and sometimes, particularly, she would visit one Kadamba grove called Tir Kadamba. That place we will hear about another time. So many wonderful stories, so many wonderful trees, so much to meditate upon, so much to yearn for in the midst of our busy lives, or in the midst of our worries about political and social and economic and academic circumstances. So much separation keeps us, holds us back from being with Krishna. And as we begin to realize the value and importance of being in his company, in his service, and offering ourselves as servants to him here in this world, but also gradually in eternal Vrindavan, in Nitya Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada spoke often about how there are different relationships or rasas that we share with Krishna. And he tells us that these are reflected pervertedly here in this world. So five primary principles of loving affairs are there in the spiritual world. And Krishna consciousness means to practice Krishna consciousness while we are here in this material body. And after giving up this body, we enter into the spiritual world for factually participating with Krishna. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. This is what these trees want to tell us. Please, they say, please make your intention stronger to join your real life in the spiritual world. This place is known as Javat. And I was reflecting upon the fact that I was visiting there only weeks before I left India and the COVID began. Perhaps all of us have our own moments of reflection on things we were doing that we took for granted or thought we would do over and over again. And now, with this special time, we find ourselves constricted in some way or another. Javat is a special place. I made a short recording while I was there, and I'd like to share that with you, as well as explaining a couple of other things before and after I do so. So the first thing I would like to explain to you is that Javat is the place of Jatila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu. These three persons live in this village. And in this temple, to the left-hand side of the altar, you will see them confined to a small room. But on the altar itself, for the pleasure of all those who get to visit Javat, you will see the beautiful deities of Sri Sri Radha Kanta. Here you will see Radha and Krishna together. But in the stories that you will hear, the Leela of Javat, you will find many difficulties for Radha and Krishna to meet when Radha was residing here. So we've arrived now at a place known as Javat. Javat is the place where Radharani resides, with many obstacles between herself and meeting Krishna. You see, this is a sort of ordinary, mundane thing to say, but when somebody is trying to get to know somebody, they may date them. And whilst they're dating them, both parties are on their very best behavior because they want to impress the other. And then they like each other, they feel comfortable with each other, they know all the good qualities of the other person very well, and then they decide to get married. Right? This happens all the time. When they get married, something changes. It's like now they have the security and they have the ownership of the other person. And because they have the security and the ownership of the relationship with the other person, something changes, as I said. And what changes is that anticipation and excitement and uncertainty of possibility or difficulty in meeting. Does this person like me very much or not? Will this person be the man or lady of my dreams? How can we meet? Getting around all kinds of obstacles. There's an intensification of the sense of togetherness because we did this for each other. So this is an ordinary worldly example, but you can get an idea of what I'm sharing with you. That for Krishna and Radha, in eternal love, there has to be many obstacles to overcome in order to meet. So Javat is a place, you could say, of difficulties. Or it's a place where Radha and Krishna try to meet, surmounting many difficulties. The tree in Javat is an old tree. It's a pilu tree. And pilu trees grow and writhe and turn, and their branches go like this in an amazing fashion that is very similar to the special nature of the pastimes, the sweetness and the mysteries of the pastimes in Vrindavan itself. Some of these pictures were taken many, many, many years ago, and some of them are taken more recently. First of all, this is an old temple from hundreds of years ago. And the temple was constructed on this hill, this small hill, representing the place where Jyotila and Kutila lived and where Radharani also resided. And this tree, this Jabat Pilu tree, would have been living here at this spot before the temple was constructed, because the temple has been constructed around this tree. So this tree itself is also very old. This tree is like a very silent, honest, devoted servant. Whenever I've come here, I've seen that the tree is surrounded by a homely setting. There are only two or three Babas who live here, and somehow the temple always looks homely. And at any moment, a family of monkeys can come running down the branches of that tree into the courtyard of this small temple. So this tree, it provides shade in the summer and is very best when the courtyard is full of Vaishnavas and they're listening to the Leela of Radha and Krishna that took place here in Java. In the early 90s, I heard about Java and I visited there frequently. In that little room on the left-hand side of the altar stood three very dilapidated figures. Now, at that time, I had a service which I had created for myself. I had a little fund, and I came here to Javat, and I made a set of clothes for these deities, and I even offered to help with renovation of a room upstairs on the roof. And the Baba in charge was very pleased and suggested that if any time my husband or I wanted to come to Javat, you can live in the little room on the roof. So in 1996, I convinced a friend of mine that we should go together to Javat on the last day of Kartik and spend the night there. We set out for Javat with our sleeping bags. We arrived in Javat about 6 o'clock in the evening. It was getting almost dark. And when we came in, we saw that the Baba was not there. And instead there were two younger pujaris, neither of whom I knew very well. When we suggested that we wanted to stay in the room on the roof, they said it was not suitable. We couldn't stay. And they suggested we could stay in the same area where they were sleeping. So I said to my friend, what will we do? And she had a suggestion. She said, why don't we go into that little room on the left and close the doors? And so we took our stuff very quietly, we put it in the room, and we closed and locked the door from the inside, only to find that there we were, standing before Jyotila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu. We were huddled together to keep ourselves warm, and all of a sudden I realized I'm lying here at the feet of Kutila, Jyotila, and Abhimanyu. And in the morning, I sat on the roof to watch the sun come up. A group of village people came in singing, because this was the end of their Kartik Vrat as well. And we very quietly left as they were engaging in their worship, and we disappeared from that scene. I was never sure whether to donate money to fix up poor old Jyotila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu, because they were not deities. I thought it was more appropriate to offer some service to Radha Kanta. But I have seen that of late they have been restored and some kind person has fixed them up, and they stand there in that little room to remind people that Jyotira, Putira and Abhimanyu cause obstacles to Radha meeting with Krishna. So there are so many leelas that take place here in Javat, and they're always very funny. Sometimes Krishna comes as a begging Brahmin boy to break Radharani's mood of anger, and sometimes he comes as a bangle seller or as the daughter of the Baba who massages Radharani's lotus feet. Sometimes he comes as a sakhi, a friend who wants to understand something from Radha. And sometimes he comes in disguise as a doctor or as a singer. And in all these different leelas, Krishna is so expert and funny, and Radharani is always charmed by him. And oftentimes, dear elderly Jyotira will inadvertently bring Radha and Krishna closer together. It's very humorous. Very, very funny pastimes.
Let me read to you what Srimati Radharani's residence here in Javat was like. King Bishwabhanu built a separate residence for his daughter Radha, north of Jyotila's inner chamber, and had this residence decorated with different kinds of artful handicraft and an incomparably beautiful, elegant moon tower. In this watchtower, there were pillars, verandas, roofs, and a courtyard, as well as other rooms, sitting platforms, and gates. The eyes of those who behold this building that is illuminated with jeweled lamps and has many nice pictures are astonished. Above the cloud-like sapphire balconies on this moon tower are rows and rows of the most charming silver swans. The peacocks, looking at this bluish balcony, take it to be their friend, the cloud. But when they see the lines of silver swans that are their enemies, they again contract their tail feathers. In the middle of this moon tower is a room where Sri Radhika's maidservants clean her sitting place, her dining table and her bed by smearing them all with sandalwood pulp. When the water is dried up, they spread out a soft rug made from the hair of a Rungku deer, and in topmost bliss they hang a canopy inset with pearls there. One maidservant cleans the golden and jeweled vessels. Another one fetches water that is appropriate for the season, cold in the winter or hot in the summer. And another one places a pillow
on a jeweled bench, which was covered with sheets of different colors. Another maidservant kept Radha's clothes and jeweled ornaments of the previous day, all in a box after cleaning them. Her bangles jingled loudly as she opened the box. And another maidservant began to crush camphor, vermilion, and sandalwood. Meanwhile, the sounds of the churning of butter and of the Brahmins chanting the Vedas became audible everywhere in the village. The cows would call their calves with their mooing, but they were drowned out by the sound of the Brahmanas chanting. Gradually, all the people woke up and sat up in their beds and considered their duties of the day. And then they eagerly went to the house of Nanda, king of Braj, to see Krishna. This is just a little bit of a taste of what we cannot see here in Javat. And that's why we need to hear, because by hearing from those who are transcendental and who can see, we can learn to see with the eyes of our heart. And we can learn to pray to this sacred tree who has been here longer than all the pujaris who come and go, and who stands here in great fortune, offering the opportunity to those who enter this place to seek blessings, so that we also can develop our understanding of the glories of Radha and Krishna. So it is here in Javat that Srimati Radharani wakes up in the morning, and her maidservants bathe and dress her so she looks exquisitely beautiful, all for the purpose of giving Krishna pleasure. And Krishna, meanwhile, in Nandagram, wakes up in the morning and his servants bathe and dress him. And he is immediately thinking, how can I meet with Radha? So Radha and Krishna can never be separated. And the part that Javat plays is very important, because it produces this kind of taste. But Radha and Krishna are inseparable. And so Javat is meant simply for their happiness. Thank you so much for coming again to our third of these presentations, and I hope that in future we can do many more. I wish you all a successful year ahead, regardless of what challenges we may face, and that very, very soon we'll be meeting together as before by the side of Giriraj and hearing
beautiful pastimes of Krishna in the soothing atmosphere there. And in the meantime, Hare Krishna, and please all be safe and blessed, and thank you for coming. Hare Krishna.